Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, it's Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say thanks for Hanks. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to You've Got Hanks. This is the podcast about Colin Hanks this season. My name is Rachel, and today I'm very, very, very excited because I'm just really excited because this person is great, and also I'm excited about what we're talking about. But anyways, okay, she's a comedian and writer. It's Tracy Kennedy.
Woo!
Hey.
So hi.
Welcome. Okay, so we are talking about the TV show Roswell, specifically just seasons one and two, though we could talk about three, but season one and two has Colin Hanks in it. Yeah. Did you watch Roswell when it was on?
Yeah, I did watch Roswell when it was on, like starting in, I guess, 1999, 2000. So I would have been like a tween. I was like obsessed with it, but I like forgot a lot that happened, but I rewatched it like, and I'm obsessed with this show again.
Yeah. Yeah. I hadn't seen it. But I weirdly watched at the beginning of quarantine, the new one. Have you seen the new one, Roswell, New Mexico?
I haven't. I don't know, like something inside me, like just being an original Roswell fan is like against it.
Yeah.
I'll probably end up watching it.
Yeah. I think I like the original, well, obviously the better, but the new one is like different because it's like, they're not high schoolers. They're like older adults. So they get to do more older adult stuff. And it's also like nowadays. So there's like a bisexual person, and, you know.
It's, yeah. I mean, that's what we were, I was looked into it, and like Max is like in the police department.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It feels very different, but also like it probably needs to be updated.
Yeah.
It's a very, you know, early 2000s show when you're watching
it. Yeah, but I like it, and it's got a killer cast. I mean, really, Sherry good. Appleby, Katherine Heigl, Grey's Anatomy.
I was trying to figure out if this came out before Wish Upon a Star or after.
Oh yeah,
I didn't look it up, but
I think it probably came out after.
Yeah, so she was like kind of, yeah, that came out in 1996, so she was like kind of famous already.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, and then, okay, it also has Jason Bear and Brendan Fair. Is that They're very similar.
Yeah.
And then, is it Majandra Delfino? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I don't want to butcher the name. I know she's Venezuelan, I think.
Yeah. And then Emily from, I don't know how to say her last name, but she's from Lost. I know her from Lost. And Once Upon a Time?
Yeah, she's in that too.
Yeah. And then William Sadler, who plays Death in the Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey.
My favorite character in the show, honestly.
Yeah, no, me too. I was like, when I started watching it, I immediately texted my sister. I was like, Death's in this. Yeah. But he, at first, he's kind of the antagonist, but then he grows to become the best character, basically. Yeah. But yeah, the synopsis on IMDb is the lives of three young alien human hybrids with extraordinary gifts in Roswell. That's it. Is that accurate?
I think so, but
yeah,
it really starts following four people, I guess.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I guess those three are the like main ones in the beginning.
Yeah. It's Max. Oh my gosh. Where am I? Isabel and Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do have some fun facts I found. So the pilot was the highest testing episode 20th Century Fox has ever done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was good. Okay. So for the theme music is Dido, right?
I had to look it up because I was like, this sounds really familiar, but I couldn't think of who it was. But then I was like, oh, of course it's Dido.
Yeah, it threw me off at first because I was like, this doesn't feel like a theme song.
Yeah.
But then after binge watching it, I was like really into it. And by like the second season, I was singing along.
Oh, yeah. No, I was like when I was working like on Thursday, I just put it on repeat. And I was like working and listening to it at the same time, like 20 times in a row. Like it was a problem.
It's so good. But then also the theme, the pictures or the videos at the beginning, was it the theme changes, the opening changes between seasons. Yeah. The first season, I know it's like him like pointing up, you know, I'm from up there. That's like a running theme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like, well, Patrick's been watching it with me. But we were also talking about like how like that episode, like I did feel like the acting was not great on Max, I don't know the actor's part.
Jason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like then his acting gets so much better. Like,
yeah.
Too.
I noticed that because like he seems very robotic in the like the first season. By the third season, he's like a person.
Yeah.
With like thoughts and feelings. But I feel like in the beginning, he just was like robot who was in love with Liz.
Yeah, it was like really hard to like, I mean, I still would like, he's not like one of my favorite characters, but he was like really hard to like be empathetic towards in the beginning.
Yeah. It was like, part of me was like, yeah, he's good looking. So I guess I see what Liz is into. But other than that, he seems like a really boring person to hang out with.
Like, that's definitely who I had a crush on when I was 12 and I was watching it. But now rewatching it, I'm like, oh, I don't think I would have a crush on him now as like a mid-30s person.
Yeah. I really liked Michael and what's her name?
Maria.
Yeah, I really like Michael and Maria's relationship, even though it was kind of toxic.
Yeah.
It was that on again, off again thing where it's like, no, you won't understand me. I'm not good enough for you. And then,
I know. I think that's my favorite relationship, like the one I am like follow the most. But I felt like they also like kind of made her like really like jealous and stuff like in the second season. I really didn't like feel like she was like that in the beginning at all.
No.
Like, I feel like her character like changed a little bit, like, and I didn't feel like it was like true to the beginning of the show. I don't know if you feel similarly or
I felt like her character made the most swings and changes because like even her hair was completely different.
I know, and like she was like she starts like narrating it, right? Like in halfway through season two, I think, or not narrating it, but she does that weird like synopsis thing in the beginning.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, she shows this like picture of her from the first season. She's like, oh, that's a bad picture of me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't, it's like she totally changed. But also like her hair and like the way everything kind of changed in season two.
Yeah. She was completely different, but I still liked her as a character, but I was like, this just feels like a completely different person from season one. Like if I was like someone who couldn't tell women apart, I would be like, that's a completely different character.
No, I would agree. Like, I still really like her and I love their relationship, but like, and it's like who I'm rooting for the most, honestly, in the show. But yeah, I do feel like she kind of like changed a little bit. Like, I don't know. I feel like Michael's like so secretive. So I like get where the like kind of like jealousy comes from. And she's like trying to figure out what he's up to, but because like tell her anything. But I think I get it from like his like upbringing, I guess, with the foster family, or well, I can't remember his foster dad's name. Or
yeah, he was like abusive, so like yeah. I get that he comes from a rough upbringing, so he is the way that he is. But it that's the character that you fall in love with, the bad boy with like a heart of gold, you know. But you know that he just has a rough exterior because he's had a bad childhood, you know. That's the one I like. But yeah. Oh, but there, Michael and Maria in real life dated.
Did they? Okay. Yeah. I did not know that. I thought, and I didn't look into this at all, but I just was like reading something. I thought Michael and, I read that Michael and Sherry Appleby, the one that plays Liz, didn't like each other at all. Like when they were filming, they didn't like each other. Like,
oh really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, I didn't read that, but that's juicy. I also read that Max and Isabel dated. So like,
oh, interesting, huh?
Yeah. So Katherine Heigl and Jason,
brother and sister on the show.
Yeah. But then Maria, so then in, I think it's in season one, or it's season two. No, it's season two where, Maria's cousin comes and he's played by, Brian Krakow from My So-Called Life.
I keep saying he looks exactly like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. He should be in, if the Social Network was made in the early 2000s, yeah, then it would have been him. Yeah. But apparently, that actor and then the actor who played Maria, they got married in real life.
Oh my gosh. Wait, yeah. Are they still married?
No. They eventually got divorced and now she's married to someone else who's also like an actor, like a TV actor.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Like that time period is like when everyone like was like dating within their own like TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. I just thought that was a fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, so they drink Tabasco sauce in the show. That's their like alien thing. In the new one, they drink nail polish.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
Tabasco sauce, like you wouldn't, because they bring it with them and like put it like out when they're at the crash pad and they're like eating it, and you wouldn't like think twice, I guess, if someone was doing that, maybe.
Yeah.
Nail polish, I feel like you can't really hide that.
Yeah, no, it's like they're like taking swigs of it and it's like, okay. But apparently they use V8 juice instead.
Oh, okay.
But that makes sense because yeah, you don't want to drink Tabasco sauce all the time.
No.
So season one, there was like rumors that the show might get canceled. So a bunch of fans sent Tabasco sauce to Warner Brothers to be like, don't cancel the show.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I also read that Heath Ledger auditioned for Max, but didn't get it.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
It probably would have been a better Max, less robotic in the beginning. If
I think so. I feel like it. I mean, maybe it would have had a ton of seasons too.
Yeah. It would still be going. Just kidding. And then also Jonathan Frakes from Star Trek was a producer on the show, which is why he appears in a few episodes.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Because he's at the convention or something.
Yeah. And then there's, I think it's in season three maybe, where Max goes to Hollywood for something and he auditions for Star Trek.
It's so weird.
Yeah. So season one was like them telling everyone basically and then trying to hide from the sheriff, but then finding out there's a fourth alien and trying to find the fourth alien. That's kind of the arc of the first season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the second season was them trying to get home, right?
They kind of finding out more about how to use the, oh my gosh, what is it called? the thing.
Yeah.
Spaceship thing.
Yeah. And then also they have the Skins in the second season.
Right.
Yeah, those are, that's their main bad guy. But then their main real bad guy turns out to be, what is her name? The fourth one?
Tess.
Tess, yeah. Because she's the one who sadly, spoiler alert, kills Alex, who is played by Colin Hanks. I'm so upset by this.
It's honestly awful. Like, he was so innocent. He's like the most innocent character.
Yeah. He like, okay, so he doesn't really appear that much in the first season. Like, he's kind of just the friend who like gets abandoned when they find out that there's aliens and they stop hanging out with him. And he's like, why don't you hang out with me anymore? And then he kind of helps them out because there's like an FBI person who comes to town. And he kind of like helps them up. He's like, tell me what's going on. And they eventually do. And then it's also,
there's the guidance counselor who's like undercover.
Yeah.
So I thought like when I first, I was like trying to figure out like who she was. And I was like, oh, this is kind of like creepy. Like the relationship she was trying to form with Alex.
Yeah. Like, and then she kind of went a little crazy because she comes back and she's like, they're after him. They're gonna kill me, trust me. And then no one trusts her.
She dies.
Yeah, so sad.
Spoiler, but
you know, if you go watch it and then come back. But yeah, so then Alex finds out, and then also Isabel's power is that she can like go into people's dreams. Mm-hmm. And she sees that Alex has like a crush on her. And then she kind of uses that. I think Isabel is mean to Alex.
I do too.
Yeah.
She's never, like, and then until they go to, like, prom. And even when they go to prom, I'm like, why are you deciding now that you want to pursue this relationship? Like, I felt like she almost just, like, want, like, well, and first, and he does say no.
Yeah.
And she's like, or wait, when I'm trying to think, like he says no, but like when she tries to kiss him, but then she just keeps kissing him. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. It's like she doesn't really like him, but she kind of just is like, well, you know, I need someone.
Yeah.
I feel she like
likes that he likes her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. With a dream, I feel like, because before she like didn't even like think about him at all, but then like after the dream it was like she was like, oh, maybe I'm interested in this guy. But like even when he like came to her birthday party and like striptease,
yeah,
which is like honestly one of my favorite scenes, like it's so weird. But, like she's still like, I feel like is like into that Grant guy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like she was just using him as like, oh, this is someone who's always going to be there for me. And it turns out he wasn't always going to be there for her. No. Yeah.
No. And I actually like when he like got back from Sweden, I was like, well, before I knew what actually happened, I was so happy for him. Like I thought he finally moved on and was like this better, like, worldly guy, you know.
Yeah,
it was over it well, and then I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh, so sad. So basically Tess mind warps him, like puts him in a shack in the middle of nowhere. Or no, it's his house, right?
I think it's his house.
Yeah. And then he has to like research or translate this alien text for her, and then he mind warps him so he doesn't remember it.
Yeah, I just don't, how did she get all the like Sweden things? Like she just did put together the slides. I don't know, like the whole thing is so weird to me still. Like I feel like there's a lot of questions I have.
Yeah, it was such a weird, like, the reason why they killed him off is because he wanted to go do Orange County, and so they...
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. And I feel like the reason why he went off to Sweden is probably because he was filming other movies, too, because he's, like, basically, he has a few movies in between this time that he's done.
Yeah.
So I feel like they were like, well, he's becoming a movie person, so we got to get rid of him. But I feel like it just felt like really put together last minute and didn't really make sense. But they tried to make it make sense.
I mean, my question is, like, with the writing, I'm like, did they from the beginning know Tess was going to be like a bad person, or they decide like she was going to be the one that like killed Alex and that like Max had to like get pregnant?
Yeah.
And stuff like, or like, I'm trying, because I thought it really felt like it kind of like her being bad felt like out of left field, because I thought her relationship with the Valentis was really genuine. So I like I was so curious like if the writers had like decided that she was bad from the beginning, or if they were just like, okay, we got to write this storyline so we can get Alex off the show.
Yeah. It felt like they just added it in last minute, because it didn't feel, yeah. And it also felt like they were kind of maybe putting Tess with Kyle, and that would have been nice, because he seemed like someone who needed a relationship.
I wanted that like a good thing to happen for Kyle.
I know. So sad. The Valentis are honestly my favorite. And
I mean I love like whole like I guess like deep dive into Buddhism like after he gets back from football camp. And like one of my favorite scenes is when him and Alex and him like become friends, which is like funny because it's like one is like supposed to be the stereotypical jock and one is like the nerd, and they like become like really close. Yeah. And I love that scene when they're like stuck in the like crystal cave thing and they're just like there together singing.
Yeah, so cute. Yeah, it just felt sad. It really went off the deep end when they killed Alex. I was like, also, I just feel like Colin Hanks, it like, even though he wasn't one of the main characters, like I felt like he was the heart of the show.
He's also like the funniest character. Like, I feel like his like point of view was always kind of like comedic, like but also just like so genuine. And like even when he found out they were aliens in season one, like I don't know, like he didn't like think of them any different, like not really. I didn't feel like he didn't really like think of them any differently. Like he's just like a sweet guy.
Yeah. And yeah, I was sad when he left. I feel like they could have made him go back, if that was really, they could just made him go back to Sweden or something. Mm-hmm. And then left room for him to come back in guest roles if he ever wanted to.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I mean, yeah. I was like, it's literally like killing the sweetest person in the show.
Yeah. It did the trick of making me hate Tess, because I really did hate her.
I didn't like her, and I like actually, but when she first came on the show, I like knew. I felt like I knew from the beginning she was an alien.
Yeah,
because she like was. Wait, I'm trying to remember now. She like befriends Isabel, right?
Yeah,
and she like, yeah.
She likes sweet stuff too. So you're like, oh, okay.
It was like kind of obvious to me.
Yeah.
It was. And the same way, like that other, the skin that's like one of the skins that's like a Michael worshiper.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I knew right away she was an alien. Like, I felt like it was kind of obvious because she was just like always like, not like she was just like always like obsessed with Michael, and like something about her. I was like, the way this show is like writing this character, like you can just tell that it's an alien from the beginning.
Yeah. And then also it's like, you're pushing this side character really hard on us, so like they must be important. and you're talking about how their skins, the skin aliens. So it's like, well, obviously then she must be a skin alien, right?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, that whole story too is like creepy to me. I can't remember. Did Alex go to that town like in Arizona, or no, he stayed home? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think he stayed.
That whole thing is weird, but I kind of like that little like kid that's like the leader of them. He's so weird.
Yeah. And he was, I feel like he was in something else, but
he
I can't remember. He
looks really familiar, but yeah. I don't know who it is. Like, he kind of looks like that guy that was like in a lot of Disney films at the time. That was like, do you remember that basketball movie where he was like a leprechaun or something?
Oh, yeah. Luck of the Irish.
He kind of looked like that guy. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think it was him, but like, yeah. Same energy. Like a Disney Channel kid type thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm just so sad. And then when after Alex died, then they had all those like flashbacks and it was mostly of him doing the striptease.
I don't know why. That was like his defining moment of us. And it was, and was that like, was that everyone thinking that, or was it just Isabel? I can't remember. Like,
yeah, I don't remember. I knew.
Isabel, I would be like, why aren't you thinking about the kiss? Like, you're thinking about this like weird striptease he did for your birthday when your mom was there.
Yeah. And then also like, you kind of knew something was going to happen when they had prom because, like, Liz's voiceover was like, this was the last time we'd all be together or something like that. And you're like, oh, no, what's going to happen? I know they were trying to make you think, like, oh, the aliens are going to leave. But you know they're not going to leave.
I forgot, like, when he died, and I was like, oh, it's gotta be like the last episode of season two, because I feel like that's how like TV shows work now, where it's like someone dies the last episode, and like, oh, he dies like five episodes before the last episode of that season.
Yeah. And then it really took a turn, because then also they tried to make you think that he like committed suicide.
I know, and I really believed it. I hate to say it, I thought that he might have, because I like, just everything kind of makes sense the way like when Valenti's like presents it all. I'm like, oh, that makes sense that he did. But then I was like, no.
Yeah.
Definitely not. I don't know. Like,
I don't think Alex would. He didn't. No. I don't know.
Do you remember when like the delivery guy comes and the food's cold and he's like, gets really depressed about it? And then I was like, oh, he's like, something's wrong with him. Like, he's really, but I thought, oh, he's really sad. Like, I didn't think that he was like being like warped still.
Yeah. I would be sad if my food was cold.
No, me too. And especially. Yeah. And it's like so old. You have to write your credit card down when they deliver the food.
Yeah. But what is, and then Liz is like the only person who's like, well, I know he wouldn't do that. I bet one of you killed him. And that really took a turn in the relationship, because then it was like the aliens versus, well, it was Max was so like defensive. And I was like,
Max was so awful in those couple episodes when he like, he doesn't let Isabel go to San Francisco to go to college. Yeah. And then he's like so mean to Liz and like, And then at the same time, it gets pregnant. It's like,
yeah.
I was like, I hate this guy.
Yeah. That was when I really took a turn. I was like, oh, Max sucks.
Yeah.
But I know I'm supposed to like him, but whatever.
I was like, Max sucks. I was like, Michael's cool. Michael's helping with the, like, helping them find out the, like, evidence. And, like,
yeah.
Went down to Las Cruces to help them. Yeah. I mean, it really... Michael's the best.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your favorite season? Like, what's the season that you would watch over and over again?
I think season one is my favorite season. I know Colin's like barely in that one. I think I'm like in it for the romance, and so I think season one is like the one where they're like, you know, the relationships are getting started and it's like kind of sweet. And I also felt like the beginning of season two is so heavy into, like, every episode is, like, really, like, action-packed with, like, trying to figure out, like, some new alien planet. And, like, they go to the, like, Native American do that one. I do
you know oh, yeah.
But watch thing. Like, there's always like something happening in every episode. And then I felt like there's a couple like filler episodes in season two where there's like the world. Well, I did like that one, World War II or.
Oh, yeah. The flashback one. Yeah.
But then there's like another filler one after that. I can't remember.
There's and like a New York one.
Yeah, that one. And then like the prom one felt a little filler until like later into it. But I don't know. I think season one is like the my favorite. And I feel like it's the most like well written. Like I can like you talked about like the pilot being the highest testing. I feel like I can see that.
Yeah.
And then in season two, it's like they're trying to make too many things happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say season one is probably my favorite too, because I do like the romance. Yeah. And it's like where they're all falling in love, and then there's that whole like Michael and Maria are fighting but then falling in love kind of thing.
I like their first kiss. I'm like, it's perfect. But yeah, I mean, even though like Liz and Max aren't my favorite characters, I'm still like they're kind of like a little bit more like tolerable in season one.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then like there is like a little like I guess Alex Collins' character, he does get more into it like halfway through season one, I think.
Yeah.
And you really get to like his character develops, and I don't know, I think that one's definitely my favorite. It starts getting like a little too intense. Not too intense, but like there's just too much going on later.
Yeah. I just get sad about Alex.
I know. What was I gonna say? The clothes. Like I forgot about like the clothing, like the style of clothes. But like, there was one episode in season one where, do you know, it was like a thing, and I think all the guys have it, but like they wear like huge pants with like the chain.
Oh yeah.
But, like Alex is like walking around the I think he's walking around the guidance counselor's office, but he's just holding the chain the whole time.
Yeah. The fashion and the music in the show is very like early 2000s.
Yeah. It's
great. Okay. Do you have a favorite episode or favorite episodes?
I think my favorite episode is the one that sticks out to me the most is from season one when Michael steals Maria's car and is like driving. He like kidnaps her. I mean, he doesn't really like kidnap her, but he like, you know, she keeps like freaking out that he kidnapped her. That one's like my favorite. So because their romance, like I'm like, oh, okay, this is the couple that I like love. I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite. I like that one. I also liked like the Christmas one. I thought that was cute too.
Oh yeah.
What about you?
I'm trying to think. I think it was from season two though, but there's the one where they get trapped in that UFO place or whatever.
Yes.
That one guy becomes aware that he is another, he's like an alien or something like that. Yeah.
That whole thing, I like that episode too, but like, there is like a weird thing in the show where I'm like, how old is this person? Because he's like into Maria, and I'm like, how old is this guy? Like, it's
kind of crazy. He has a kid.
Yeah.
And, and he also orders the same sandwich all the time for her to come over, but like they always forget the pepper jack cheese.
It's very weird. Like I've also was like trying to figure out how old Sean was, Maria's cousin that's like into Liz, but I think he's like probably like 19. I was just trying to figure it out.
But
like sometimes the age thing was weird, and I also feel like that was like a thing like from the early 2000s, like where I was like, okay, this is kind of weird, these people are in high school and you're like a 35-year-old 40-year-old man, like
yeah. And there was also that one episode where Sheriff Valenti was like dating someone who just graduated high school too. Yeah.
Very. I like him and Maria's mom together.
Yeah, and she like disappeared after season one.
I don't get it. Like, yeah, it was like, I loved their romance. It was so cute to me.
Yeah, because it was like the sheriff and the hippie lady. Yeah.
It was cute. And he, yeah. I mean, he's just perfect. Like, he's just such a good character.
I know. I liked his character arc, how he started out, like, the investigating, and then he became their friend. He was such a good guy.
Oh, wait. I remember what I was going to say, like, a long time ago. Sorry.
Oh, no. Go for it.
It's about Alex, but, so, you know, when he dies and then, like, Valenti brings them to, like, the coroner's office and Max goes in the van and he's going to try and, like, save Alex.
Yeah.
I was like, did he not even try because the body was so mangled, or did he try and he couldn't because he was, like, already just, like, dead? I'm still trying to figure it out, but I think with some of Max's powers, like, he can't do it if it's, like, he's already, like, dead. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like he can heal, but he can't bring people back from the dead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
So maybe, like, Alex was dead, but if he had been there when the crash just happened, like, right before he died, he could heal him.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I was trying to figure that out. Because I was, like, felt like he said something about how, like, it was really hard to, like, look at, so he couldn't do it or something.
Oh.
I don't know.
The whole thing was just so sad. It felt like the show took, like, a real dark turn, and I didn't like it.
I know.
Before it was just, like, horny alien teens, and then now it's, like,
no. It's really like Twilight, and it's very pre-Twilight, but Twilight with aliens.
Yeah. Actually, I think I read something that, like, it did kind of inspire Twilight a bit. Like, Stephanie Myers was inspired by Twilight, which makes sense. There was that one episode where they're all, like, really horny.
Oh, that was kind of weird.
Yeah. It was like they're all like making out, and then they establish that whenever they kiss, they like see galaxies and stuff like that.
That whole episode, they just didn't stop kissing. Like, the Max were literally kissing the entire episode, and then like basically like orgasming because she would like see his world and she would see his, and then. Like, Maria wouldn't see Michael's, but then we find out it's because he wouldn't let her.
Yeah.
But it was really weird. And then I can't remember, did Isabel and Alex kiss in that episode or no?
I think maybe to try to see something, but it didn't work.
I think she said something like, oh, let me just see if this works.
Yeah.
But nothing happened.
Yeah.
That was weird. The title of that episode, I think, was something like Summer Heat or something. Like,
yeah. It was weird. I think I was watching it on the plane flying back home to visit my family. And I was watching it and it was like, this seems like I don't want other people to see that I'm like watching these people make out the whole episode.
Anytime on an airplane and there's like something like that hat like comes on the movie, like they're making out, I'm like, oh my god, I don't want people to think I'm like on the plane.
Yeah, I remember one time when I was taking a train to visit a friend in Boston or something like that, and that I like rented, this was back when I rented DVDs from Netflix, and I rented American Beauty or something because I hadn't seen it yet, and I was like, oh no.
Why am I watching this in public?
Yeah, it's like, oops, sorry.
I not think that would happen. I like, because there was kissing before, but not like that. And like, is that the episode where they get caught in the eraser room or something?
Yeah,
the eraser room.
Yeah.
I guess because that's when there were chalkboards.
Yeah.
I didn't have chalkboards in elementary school or middle school, but for some reason my high school had chalkboards. I don't know why.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah, it was mostly whiteboards.
Yeah.
But I remember whiteboards were like a new thing.
They were a new thing and they were like very cool.
Yeah. And now all the kids have like tablets.
I know. I can't keep up at all. Like,
oh, man.
I love the vintage, like the old like Apple computers they have in the show too. Like, oh, those were like when Apples were like really cool. And now they're now it's like a full like circle of like Apple bringing those like cool colors back.
Yeah. The cool color. It really is. Except for now they're more flat.
Yeah.
Instead of the big chunky things. Yeah. Okay. So for a segment of the podcast this season, Colin has a line of Hankscherchiefs. They're handkerchiefs, but Hankscherchiefs. So I want to design a Roswell-inspired Hankscherchief. So you can like pitch whatever you think should go on it.
Wait, what's an example? Like, are they real? They're handkerchiefs?
They look like bandanas. So like if you want to just like I know that he has a line that's like of parks right now, national parks. So there's like one with like different animals on it and stuff like that.
I think it would be cool to do something like, this is my one of my favorite episodes that he's in, because I like him, like I said before, I really like him and Kyle's like friendship.
Yeah.
The one, so if they did like the Hankscherchief with like the blue crystals on it from that episode.
Oh, yeah. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Be all around.
Mm-hmm. They could even have a drawing of him and Kyle together.
That'd be cute.
Those like blue, I mean, I know they're like parasites, I guess, or something, but it'd be kind of cool because they actually are pretty.
Yeah, they were. It was cool. If they made like a, it would be cool if they made like a, like an Instagram museum, a Roswell. That would be one area where you could take a picture in the cave with the crystals.
That would be really cool. I would go to it.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to go to Roswell now. I don't know why. I know it's definitely like not like, it's like kitschy and stuff, but I'm like, I don't know. I kind of want to go.
Yeah, I went on my drive from Florida to LA when I moved out, and it was my favorite place I stopped at because it was very kitschy. Like everything had an alien on it, but
yeah,
that's what you want to see when you're there.
I know. I love that there, and there's definitely more of that in season one too, where you're like, oh, this like, and I think this is like Maria's mom's in it, but she has like that weird like kind of like she does like crafts, I guess.
Oh yeah,
and I like love that.
Yeah, I think they should make like an Instagram museum, and then they can have the Crashdown Diner where you can get your own milkshakes, and they can be inspired by the characters.
Yeah,
there could be like a really sweet one. And then that one episode where everyone disappears, right? Where the skins.
Oh,
and then,
right. Yeah. And I was trying to think of that one. Is Alex, does he disappear from the beginning or did?
Yeah.
I can't remember if he was in that one.
I think he disappears because that's when they're like, oh no, Alex. And I was like, oh no. Yeah.
Like, oh no, Alex. Because like Maria and Liz are gone. Like they had gone out of town, and then Alex and the sheriff are like on a fishing trip, and then they get back and Maria saves the day, and she does not get any credit for it.
Rude. Yeah, but I like when Alex comes back and he's like, my food is cold or something.
Yeah, he does say something like that.
He gets really sad about his food being cold. Poor guy.
I'm like sad about his food getting cold a lot.
Yeah. Okay. I also, for this season, I made I'm making BuzzFeed quizzes for all of his movies and TV shows. So I have one that you can take. Oh. It's called, which character from Roswell is your secret partner?
Oh, wait, I'm excited.
Okay. First question. What's your fave subject in school? Lunch, chorus, PE, history, science, psychology, or math?
History.
Yeah. Okay. What's your go-to Crash Down Cafe order? Sandwich, burger, pancakes, milkshake, onion rings, smoothie, or salad?
Pancakes.
What would be your alien powers? Healing, the best singer, make anyone fall in love with you, speed reading, go into other people's dreams, manipulate molecular structure, or calm everyone down?
Calm everyone down.
pick a late 90s, early 2000s artist. Enigma, Dido, Bush, Nelly Furtado, Hole, R.E.M., or Counting Crows?
R.E.M. I don't know who I'm going to get.
Pick another alien. Yoda, the Mars Attacks aliens, Little Green Men from Toy Story, Alf, Avatar aliens, E.T., or Stitch?
Stitch. I love Stitch.
Pick a Tom Hanks movie. Big, Forrest Gump, Splash, That Thing You Do, Sleepless in Seattle, Saving Private Ryan, or You've Got Mail?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Okay. You got Alex!
Oh, did I?
Yeah! You've got a super sweet and smart boyfriend who's a little nerd, but be careful, he may die.
That's so sad, though.
Don't worry. If he's with you, he's not gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
Cause you're not an alien, right?
I'm not. I'm okay. Glad that I didn't get an alien though, but I think it's fitting that I got Alex.
Yeah.
Probably who I'm with.
I totally forgot Nelly Furtado was in an episode of.
That was so random. I was trying to figure out like, why is she in this? Like. Was she promoting an album or something?
Yeah, it was like before her promiscuous girl phase too. It was during her I'm like a bird phase.
Yeah, I know. It was because she was literally on it for half a song.
Yeah. And then also there's also that episode where they're searching for that concert, the New Year's Eve concert. That's in season 3.
Yeah.
But then Enigma's in that one.
They do get like big people in it, and I don't know why the show was canceled.
Yeah, I think it just got far away from what it originally was.
Yeah,
and it by got season,
moved, I guess to UPN.
Oh yeah, so I don't know. I liked it.
I liked it too. I really got into it, and I was like, oh, I gotta go to Roswell. Like, I gotta-
Yeah, you do. It's very fun.
I know, I should.
I remember the hotel I stayed in. It was just like a Holiday Inn, but even the elevator had like an alien on the floor in tile. It was tiled out. Everything was alien.
I feel like place like that too, they really like. Just like they're like, we're a small town, we got to monetize on this like thing.
Yeah, it's but. Great. Okay, well, let's rate Roswell out of 5 Colin Hankses. How many Colin Hankses do you give Roswell?
I would give Roswell 4.5 Colin Hankses.
Yeah,
not a perfect 5. I would give the first season 5.
Yeah,
then I would give the other 2. Like 4, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll give 4.5 too. Taking off half a point because you killed off Colin Hanks' character.
Exactly.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, this was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. I'm like very into the show now, and I'm like, oh, no one else is into the show anymore.
No, I'm into the show. I just got into it. And so I'm like really into it. Yeah.
I love that though. Because I was trying to like just, I was like, I wonder if people are still into the show. And then I was like looking online and I was like, oh, people are like from a year ago, they're like, just started watching this show because it's like on Hulu.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. And there's the remake, of course, but we'll see if I watch it. I'm always hesitant.
I mean, it's fine. They do also kind of relate the aliens to like kind of like immigration type issues, whatever. So it's more political than just like horny teen aliens, you know?
I know. I would say, like, the first season is definitely not like politically correct, and they don't really like have any diversity in the show.
Yeah.
But so I feel like that does, like, it definitely needs to be updated if they're going to redo it. So I would be interested in that aspect of it. But I'm like, this is just like, even the song, like, as I just remember being like 12 and watching this like after school.
Yeah. No, it's really great. I did see that they did get back the actor who plays Max. He was in the new one. He has like a special guest, whatever role. And then Cherry Appleby, I think, directed an episode of the new show. Yeah, but I think Colin should be a guest on the show.
Yeah, but I think he's too big now.
Yeah, he's Colin Hanks, but the. I don't know, maybe, I don't know. But anyway, thank you so much for talking Roswell with me.
Oh, thank you, it was fun.
Yeah. Where can people find you?
They can find me on Instagram under TKennedy, T-E-K Kennedy, or on Twitter at TEEK_tweets.
Yeah,
I'm not tweeting a lot lately, but maybe I'll get back into it if I get new followers.
Yeah. Yeah, tweet about Roswell and see if you'll get any
Roswell. I should. Yeah.
Just see. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. Okay, bye. This week for the Colin segment of the podcast, we have a special voicemail from my mom.
Hi, Rachel. This is your number one fan calling. Questions about Colin Hanks. Let me think. I would ask him, what kind of pets does he have? Does he have any pets? And what are they? That's what I was thinking about just now. Okay. Well, have a good day. Love you. Bye.
Okay, so I did find the answer to this question. So Colin Hanks apparently has a French bulldog named Earl Boykins, which I guess is a Denver Nuggets legend. I don't know. I found an article from the Daily Mail that said that he went out for a walk with his French bulldog during quarantine. This was from March 2020. So yeah, I guess Colin is a dog person and he's got a French bulldog named Earl. So, thanks for calling in. If anyone else has any questions about Colin or anything you'd like to say about Colin, you can always call into the Colin segment of the podcast and I'll add you to the episode. So the number to call is 805-622-9667. That's 805-622-9667. Call and leave a voicemail and I'll put it in the podcast. Okay, well, thanks for listening. Hanks for listening. Okay, bye.
It's a Tom Hanks podcast. Wow, a Tom Hanks podcast. You've got Hanks, so let's say